2 years ago, Madison police were having trouble with their new digital radios. They weren't sure why the radios would go dead, sometimes for 20 minutes at a stretch. Other times, the radios would blare pornographic sounds, and officers had to turn down the volume so citizens wouldn't be offended. 8 months after problems with Madison's police radios started, a hacker was found. Detective Cindy Murphy helped trace the radio interference to the apartment of a UW-Madison student described as an electronics buff.
We found that he had two previous hacking convictions and also that he had background as a ham radio operator and was licensed as a ham radio operator, so he would have the knowledge and ability.
Police believe Rajiv Mitra of Brookfield disrupted police communications in part because of his anger over traffic tickets. The former UW graduate student was eventually convicted under the Patriot Act and sentenced to 8 years for disrupting public infrastructure. Recently, the Supreme Court refused to consider his appeal. Detective Murphy says while in prison, Mitra or his friends have maintained a website detailing radio interference methods. The manufacturer of the radios used by Madison's police department says it's difficult to stay one step ahead of hackers. Motorola spokesperson Steve Garecki.
It's always a concern, and Motorola takes it very seriously, so that is why we are continuously upgrading our systems and looking at new ways to make our systems even more secure.
Madison's public safety radio system combines analog and digital technology. It's not completely resistant to attack, but police say if a hacker strikes again, they're ready with quicker, better methods to track the offender. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.